Shelley's.
Shelley's. Tell us about Shelley's.
Pre-Shelley's Laserdome. It was initially, it was JP's at the time. That was just when I was leaving school. It was, so I'd have been about 16. And it was JP's was, it had been the ice rink prior to that, which I never went to. And so we went to, and it was JP's. It's a very exclusive, trying to think of words to describe it. Exclusive or special in one way. Fond memories of that are carpet by the bar, sticky carpet, and slip-on shoes were all the fashions back in the 80s. And if you remember the original Miami Vice, shiny suits, long hair, big hair, backcombs, that was this time then. Saturday night routine was, we'd walk to like the John Marston's just outside on Longton Hall Lane, have a few beers there, then walk back into town, and then we'd start with, never went into the Old Dot, it was Hickory's as it was then, going to Hickory's, and then we walk from Hickory's round into Shelley's. Always met on the door by some friendly bouncers at Shelley's. Don't know why they were there. I think they'd help start the fights. But people said Shelley's was rough. I never saw any trouble there. It was a very good atmosphere for me. It was because I went to high school out of Longton. I went over into Stoke Penkle, so a lot of my friends went to Longton High School in Enza. So for me, it was like meeting up with my friends when having left high school and coming back, going and socialising in my own town again. I was catching up with friends that I'd missed out on middle school. So it was really a good community building thing to get back and see your friends and to catch up as to what they were doing. Yeah, inside Shelley's, the atmosphere is people use the term electric, but it was cosy, it was welcoming. Outsiders might not see that, but it really was a good atmosphere to get into. And it's only demise was in the later times when the idiots came in from out of the area and the whole scene changed, because going out, having a drink, having a laugh was what people enjoyed. And then as drugs came on the scene and the rave scene came along, the whole infrastructure changed then, and it was times move on and some of us change with the times, and we went elsewhere then.